This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I can see clearly. We all can.
I think that's a shot at me.
Is it you because your contacts are a mess right now?
No, I'm trying to read, and it's like, you know how I wear the torque?
Yeah.
So they spin. And, like, I'm trying to read, and I'm like, dog.
Yeah, Hugh's having contact blurry. Problems during the break.
Welcome
help back.
That I'm blind.
No, it doesn't. Well, Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We are live today, and we appreciate them having us out here today because this has been an awesome place to show. Sterling Limousine and Transportation Services in Rice, I need a ride. They are the ones for you. They were the winning bid for the Eagles. Radiothon benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. All right, back to your phone calls here. On Trey Turner, do you expect a better version of Trey this season? I don't. I mean, I think this is who Trey Turner is. Again, I think our last caller hit it well. He's not a bad player by any stretch, but he was paid to be a great player. Has not been that as a Philly. He's been a very poor defensive player and a streaky offense player. Do you expect a better version this year as the Phillies try to challenge him a little bit, put him at the leadoff spot, probably start tomorrow against the Nationals? Where do you come down? Hugh does expect it. I don't. 215-592-9494. We'll get you a third clue for Hugh's clues in a second here, but let's get to something I heard this morning driving in. It was a short commute for me because we're up here today, but I did catch Ruben Amaro with the morning show talking. Hugh, I thought this was interesting about the free agents, right? The Phillies have three bigger name free agents, Schwarber, you know, free agents to be after the season, Real Muto and Ranger Suarez. And there's a thought maybe some of these guys could re-sign during the season. We had JT on with us last week and said he's open to that. Here's Ruben on his thinking on when or if or ever these guys will be re-signed by the Phillies.
This group of players,
they know.
They get it. They have an awareness about this. I think that they, and I think this is what's going to happen. Honestly, I do believe that all of those guys are up for contracts, are going to be free agents next year. I think they're all going to be free agents when the season's over.
Here's the one thing I'll say, James.
I don't think any of these guys are going to get signed.
James.
Me personally. And I think that's shrewd.
I think it's a very
smart way to go about it. Let these guys let it play out. And if they, you know, can build the, you know, whatever the case may be.
Right.
But, I mean, at least it gives them some flexibility. There's three big, big names that are going to be free agents next year.
No question.
It'll be really interesting to see how it goes. And I think these guys know it. And they sense it.
So, Hugh, Ruben's thought is that they're not going to re-sign any of them. And I think Ranger's separate because Ranger has had back injuries.
Tidy back.
And they've kind of started to grease the skids for him not being in there anyway. I mean, think about it. Wheeler's on a long-term deal. Nola's on a long-term deal. Sanchez on a long-term deal. Painter's going to be here, right? I think it's very likely Suarez is not here. That's separate. But JT and Schwarber, I mean, if they don't re-sign them during the season, they're taking the risk letting them walk to free agency. We just watched this with the Eagles, right? Like Josh Sweat, Milton Williams. You do that, and there's a chance someone takes those guys from you, and they pay more than you're willing to pay. But Ruben felt pretty strong. They're not re-signing any of them before the season. He thinks it's a good thing to kind of motivate them in contract years.
Kind of like the Eagles did this year where they didn't sign anybody during the course of the season. I don't know. Like, when you talk about giving them the opportunity to reach free agency, that might be kind of tough, especially for JT, because we talked about it last week. You don't have anybody up in the pipeline that's ready. So that's one where if I'm not mistaken, didn't he say there were conversations?
He said there were conversations, but obviously nothing's happened, so maybe they're not close.
My thing is this, and not disputing anything that Ruben is saying, it might not happen during the season, but I feel like they're negotiating in good faith. You know what I mean? Where, hey, man, give us the first opportunity to get it done. Maybe the same thing they do with Schwarble.
Could be. Look, JT, it depends on health and his performance because he is older, and last year he got hurt really for the first time. But if Schwarber has another 40 home run season,
yeah, somebody's going to try to break bread with him.
Yeah, he's going to get paid a lot, and that's tough to replace your lineup. All right, so off of that, I did see this morning after I heard Ruben, Q&A with Dave Dombrowski in the Inquirer, and he had this quote about this team and this kind of being their last shot together. Quote, with the present core, in most likelihood, yes. Not 100%, but we have some big free agents at the end of the year. We also have some really good young players coming. So it's most likely the last chance for the complete club. So it does kind of add to that. This is this group's last shot here. One more thing I saw from Dombrowski in this thing that just – Dave's on a run of tone-deaf comments. So in this Q&A here, they were talking about how your legacy is about the playoffs, right? You win or you lose. And he was in Detroit. They got close, but he didn't win the World Series. Mm-hmm. And that kind of sticks with him. And then they talked about how the Dodgers in this Q&A before last year, like they were down 2-1 in the playoffs, and then they rallied back and they won the World Series. And Dave said this about the Dodgers. Quote, they were on the verge of getting beat. They didn't, and everything's great. But if you just change a little bit and they lost, what would be different? I mean, that's a Micah Parsons kind of comment. What are we doing? They won the World Series. He's had some quotes recently, like the chase rate, the Mets actually chase more than us, the lineup's insignificant. Like, does Dave realize, like, the fan base is kind of frustrated at this point?
Before I go in on Dave, when did he make these comments? Because I think it's relative to the comments.
It was a spring training Q&A. I don't know if it was yesterday or
two weeks ago. Yeah, because it's like, I feel like because these are now coming out, that he's catching a lot of heat for stuff he said in the past. And so I wanted to just give him a little bit of grace because he's probably learned from his mistakes.
I hope.
That's a lot. That's a lot to digest when you talk about the position that this team is in right now. I mean, we all know that, but that's not what this fan base is trying to hear right now. We're not trying to hear a matter-of-fact baseball talk when it comes to a guy who you would think that's in a position where he understands or he has a feeling of how this fan base is feeling about this team right now.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle, it struck me as like, it's just baseball's random in October. What are you going to do? Like, what do you mean, what are you going to do?
It was Micah Parsons-esque.
It was.
If you take away the scoreboard, then,
like,
you know.
If you take away a couple games, the Dodgers don't win the World Series. Well, they did.
So we moved off of Daryl Morey-ish. We moved off of that
one. It's Parsons-ish. It's dumb.
Until we start squinting. I mean, just can we live in reality instead of the ifs and everything with this team?
If you squint real hard, we could do yeah.
If we actually change this, we won. I mean, actually, we're the champions, not that team. It's just Dave's had some.
I can say that, too. If we could have stopped Tom Brady on that last drive and scored three more points, I'd be wearing a ring right now. I'd wear it every day.
You would be. Would you flaunt your ring if you had one?
No, probably not.
Where would you pick and choose when you wore it?
No, I would probably wear it during special occasions. But no, I probably wouldn't wear it.
You could do it on, like, really big debate days.
Eagles
Town Hall, you wave that around.
I would say that Ike would probably do this, too. We would wear it during the parade. We'd award during the parade.
I have one too.
We'd award during the parade.
I get that.
Then you pull it out during the parade. Like, let's not forget. You know what I mean? But you don't do it because we didn't win.
Yeah, well, you got an NFC one.
I mean, that ain't the same.
No, it's not. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phones here, can you give the people a third clue? Because we have a great prize to give away today. We have $100 gift card.
$100.
To Sunoco.
And y'all are stumped.
Well, you stumped the people. All right, what is clue number three?
If you haven't been to this place, you've been to something similar to it.
Okay. So now, all right, actually,
we've eliminated musical groups.
Because
everybody keeps going with the musical groups.
You would think.
Yeah, so there you go. There's your biggest clue, and he didn't say this, but it's not a musical group, obviously. So you may not have been to this place, but you've been to one somewhere. Clue number three. Back to the phone lines here. Derek is in Paoli. What's up, Derek?
Greetings.
Hey, Derek. What's up, buddy?
Yo, I think with the Trey Turner thing, man, he gonna be here for a little while, man. So all this hatred towards him, man, you might need to back up a little bit because he ain't going nowhere.
Back up off of
it. You know what I mean? Like he ain't lived up to the hype, man. But this is a tough place to play, man. And if we want him to be something, we might want to rally behind him a little bit more.
Are you suggesting another standing ovation?
Nah, I'm not saying that. It's just whenever I hear Trey Turner's name, it's always associated with him like being the reason why the Phillies can't get over the hump or whatever. But I feel like what you said earlier a little while ago with the Phillies, man, this might be the last year for that team, man, because with Schwarber and you said Castellanos a free agent, and who else is a free agent?
So JT, Castellanos has two more years. JT and Schwarber.
Yeah, I got, like, for me, I'm not, like, a true baseball dude, but over the last, like, couple of years with the Phillies doing what they've been doing, like, I've been locked in, listening to y'all, listening to games on the radio, watching the games, and I just feel like a lot of teams, like the Mets, they added Juan Soto, right?
Yep.
The Dodgers won it all, and they added Blake Snell, right?
Yep.
And another Japanese guy. So all these teams that we had trouble with, they got better, and we stayed the same, so... If we don't get over the hump this year, I think that they might be blowing that thing up. The Phillies, man, they got to go overseas, man, and get some of these overseas players, man.
So they've tried. I mean, they bid on Yamamoto. They signed a Japanese.
They can go to Mexico or somewhere. Wow. You know, Dominican. Their locker room is not diverse at all, man. They gotta sprinkle it up a little bit.
Listen,
man.
I want good players from anywhere they can find them. Mars, yeah, the Dominican, Japan. They have tried in Japan, Derek. They just haven't got anyone to come here. They did sign a relief pitcher who now is in the minors. So maybe that kind of breaks the ice.
Yeah.
He gets the ball rolling.
Maybe since they listen real quick with Elliot, man. You know I love Elliot's takes, man. But sometimes he be saying stuff like he said a couple things in the last couple of days where I'm just like, now I see why the afternoon show be on him, like. He's saying, why we don't play basketball outside?
I know, it's a winter sport, and they play in shorts.
He's making his point.
Yeah, like, what's basketball outside? Be out there playing in, you know what I mean?
Come on, basketball outside, they would slip and slide. Yeah, you can't shoot a basketball in snow.
Yo, it's super brick.
He'd be dying on them hills, though. I give him that. That's why I love
Elliot, because when he has his takes, he's saying with a straight face.
Oh,
it ain't no joking in it. No. He's dead serious.
Yeah, he's there.
He's workshopped that tape.
Before I give my guess, the Joe DeCamera, I think Joe DeCamera and Kyle would be a better matchup than Jack because Jack is way too big for him.
Joe's cooked. I mean, the idea that Joe thinks he could win this
what
is
you mean,
bananas.
What you mean, taller?
Tall. Well, he's big. He's also big.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. He's got more weight.
No, I got you. You haven't seen Jack lately.
Jack ain't small.
Well, yeah, Jack. Jack
yeah, that's what I was saying. Jack.
Jack has slimmed down.
He's a little slimmed,
but he's still probably bigger than
Joe. He's still 200 something pounds. He ain't no little guy, you know.
Yeah, Jack. But Jack has slimmed down. All right, Derek, what do you got for us for a guess?
I'm gonna say Pep Boys.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
That was a good guess, man.
Derek, how'd you figure it out?
That last clue.
Yep.
I was going to say something else, but when he said, you've been here or somewhere else would like it, I was like, it got to be Pep Boys. I got one of my first bikes from there.
Yeah, we've all gone to a Pep Boys or a Pep Boys like place.
Yeah. So that's how you got to it?
Me on hold a little longer today, Kyle, because I wouldn't have won if you didn't.
All right, you got it, Derek, man. Good job, Derek. You're the winner today. Derek wins himself here. $100 gift card, a gas card for Sunoco. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 Octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. So, Hugh, why don't you tell people how we got here today?
So I got a ride in Sterling Limo today. Shout out to Sterling Limo because it gave me a chance to kind of reflect a little bit. So I'm riding through the city. And, you know, we ride past the stadium, and I look to the right. Like a little bit past the stadium. So I look to the right and I just look at all the beautiful scenery in Philadelphia and I see the sign for Pep Boys. And I got to thinking, I was like, I wonder if Pep Boys are real people. That was the thought. I was like, I wonder if they're real people. So I Googled, are Pep Boys real people? So I Googled it and it said Manny Mo and Jack and Mo Radovitz.
So another Mo.
It was two Mo's.
Two Mo's.
So I was like, well, what happened to the other Mo? And it's a fascinating story because they started, I think it was in 1921 or something like that. And they started it. They all chipped in $200 a piece to start the company. And I was like, damn, just think about $200 a piece to start Pep Boys. And they started it, and they were first there out in Ballycanwood, Kenwood. And Mo Radovitz left right after the company started. Like, he left, and I didn't read why he left, but it just said he left right after the company started, a little bit after the company started, he left. And I was like, wow, that's pretty interesting. And I got to thinking, I'm like, wow, I bet you a lot of people don't know that it was two Mo's in Pep Boys.
I got to tell you, it wouldn't have worked with two Mo's. There's something very
perfect. It would have been Manny, Mo, Jack, and Mo.
Yeah, too many Mo's.
Mo, and Jack, and Manny.
There's something so simple about Manny, Mo, and Jack. Like, everyone knows who Manny, Mo, and Jack is, even if you didn't even know they're real. Like, you know them. You associate them with the Pep Boys.
No, and that's just how my mind was working, because I was really appreciating my ride to work, because normally, I got to make sure I don't hit nobody, make sure nobody
hit me. You
have
to drive?
Me. Yeah, it's like making sure. So I didn't have that drama today. I had to ride the captain's chair.
Oh, man, wow.
Listen. So I was chilling, and I'm like, I wonder if Pep Boys are real people.
Yeah,
and they were.
It was a very relaxed chew when I got
yeah,
here.
It was because, you know, normally, like driving a truck, man, I'm here now.
Uh-oh.
Why do people act like when you drive a big-ass vehicle that is like your vantage point is different, that we can see these little-ass cars in front of us? Like, seriously. Like, a lot of times when you drive a bigger vehicle and you drive one of those little boxes, like the little Kias or whatever, dude, people don't see you. Give us grace, like, darting in and out of traffic because you can. Dog, you're going to mess around and we're going to meet each other, and it's not going to be a pleasant meeting because we're gonna have to exchange insurance policies.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that when we're going on the way to work, man. Just slow your ass down or just be courteous to the bigger vehicles that are on the road.
A little PSA from Hugo.
Yeah.
PSA.
I see them little cars, man, darting in and out of trucks. Because, you know, the trucks, that's when they're coming through the city. Mm. And they're darting in and out of trucks, and the truck's blowing the horns. And I'm like, okay. You're trying to meet a truck driver. Like, you don't want to meet somebody driving one of those big old semis.
No, you do not.
You don't want that.
215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Carmen, up next on WIP. Carmen!
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, this is Carmen.
I didn't realize it was this Carmen. What's up, Carmen?
Good show today. Not every day, but today's a good show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
I like the Pep Boys. I was just over at the Pep Boys last month. I used to go to Al's Tires, but I don't go there no more. He said something rude to me, and I didn't like it.
What'd he say?
I don't want to share it. He said something about a girl I was with, but it was very rude. So I go to the Pep Boys now. I think the Pep Boys, they've got rid of Mo for smoking a cigar, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
He's not allowed to smoke anymore in the cartoons.
Yeah, those are the good old days.
Back in the day.
But the used clothes is a nice segment. It's a fun way to get to know some things about you, Douglas, and like that he enjoys ramen noodles. That doesn't shock me. They cost about 8 cents a serving, so I know you doesn't like to spend a lot of money because he's
really
thrifty.
I really don't.
You're frugal. Yeah, that's another way of calling him cheap, but I wouldn't say that because I like you, Douglas.
I like you, Carmen.
A great Eagle. Number 53, he never won anything either, but he was a great defensive man.
That hurt my spirit.
I didn't say
Rich Kotite drafted him for the Jets. Kotite might have been the dumbest football man ever, but he was right about you. He knew you was cheap too. I mean frugal. But that Joe Giglio, he's a provocateur. You like to start trouble because you're a vegetarian. You're a skinny vegetarian, and you're always making people angry because you don't eat meat.
That's not why.
But why are you trying to get people mad at the Phillies?
I'm not mad. We're trying to get excited for opening day. Come on, Carmen.
I'm trying to get excited for opening. You're questioning the manager. The season didn't even start yet. Why don't you just enjoy this team?
Because we have an accountability pledge. Come on, Carmen.
Opening day is tomorrow. Let me enjoy the Phillies, for God's sakes. Bryce Harper, the lineup. Trey Turner stinks. Leave him alone. You're a punk. Oh, you're a troublemaking Did you little punk? We used to call them rabble rousers, you're rabble because you're from Jersey. I'd look you up. You're from Tom's River. That's not even around here. You might as well be from Mars.
It's like an hour and a half away.
It's not that.
Well, that's right. That's not the neighborhood. An hour and a half away drive sounds like it kept me all fired up here. But I do like the bracket of you, Douglas, too. I guess you like to do that silly stuff because our local colleges can't get anybody in the tournament anymore.
It's been a while.
I miss John Chaney because he screamed at Calipari that one year. Son of a sailor, Sonny. Calipari's still in it. But I think long talking you should beat frugal you. You does a lot of talking when he starts, trying to explain something. A lot of times I'll lose interest. I'll go and do some work on my computer. I come back 20 minutes later and Hugh's still long talking about the same topic and nobody knows what the hell he's saying.
Yeah, I'm trying to do better, man. I'm trying to do better.
Gassy you has to be the winner. I heard you break wind back in the summertime right there in the studio. I heard what you did. You blew out the studio. Even Peapot Kyle said he could smell it all the way in the producer's room. That's rude.
Kyle caught a stray. You can't
do that to your coworkers. Poor Joe, the skinny vegetarian bastard, has to deal with your stinky ass. You're stinky and you're frugal. I'm not sure which is worse. You use cheap with that Bucky's too, that convenience store where the lady sent you in some beaver nuggets. You didn't want any of that beaver and that upset her, ate the nuggets.
Oh, no.
You ain't right, you. That poor woman sitting on a curb outside Bucky's down Atlanta, pining. I hope tomorrow shows a lot.
No, that's it. We got it. That's enough, Carmen. We got to go. All right.
Oh, my God.
That ending there.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, really? That's what he's doing.
He really came after you. I mean, I expected with me.
That was your takeaway. What about Peapot Kyle?
I feel bad for him. But that's Kyle's own fault. He pissed the bed.
I mean, that's a low-hanging fruit at this point.
Yeah, that's
I didn't
easy.
Expect I didn't expect Hugh to get everything.
I mean, you got crushed.
Usually, Ooh. Julia.
Yeah, he crushed you, and that we had to cut him off. I'm sorry to everyone. That ending. I mean, you owe someone an apology, and it's not Carmen. After all that, that was a lot.
I don't even know what to say. I've never been attacked in that way before on the radio.
There was so much attack there from Carmen that we didn't even spend proper time on the fact that you never won anything. just cut your legs out from under you.
I don't know. Hey, Kyle, next time Carmen calls, can I get the heads up, man? I mean, you know what I mean? We've been working together long enough. Yeah. Can I get a heads up?
You know, because we were not in the studio today, they thought they can get away with it. But we that was a lot.
I've never been attacked like that.
But like, it's hard for me to tell sometimes because he starts off like really civil. Like he's, he's got things to say about our show and the topic, and it just goes off the rails, man.
Yeah, I actually think it was my fault because he was civil, and then he started saying that I made everyone upset about the Phillies, and then he just started flipping out. So Hugh, I'll take the blame for that one. Maybe more on me than I thought it was. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, back to your phone calls. Hopefully the callers out there are a little more civil than Carmen there, who just attacked us all. Your phone calls, which Trey Turner are you expecting this season? I'm expecting more of the same. Are you expecting a different Trey Turner this year? What do you come down? Plus, you know what happens at 1 o'clock on this show. Every day at 1 p.m. between now and the NFL draft, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. Wait till you hear this one. Who are the Eagles drafting in the latest NFL mock draft? We'll hit that next. Your phone calls on Trey Turner as well. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Save up to 60% now during the Mattress Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event. Mattress Warehouse is making way for the new year models. Get a new mattress this year. You get to save on all their closeouts from leading brands like Sealy and Beautyrest. Save 60% on select Serta mattresses. Plus, this is the best part about it, people. You get an adjustable base with the purchase. I'm trying to tell you, you need to get to the Mattress Warehouse because that adjustable base is clutch. Or you could treat yourself to the mattress upgrade that you've been dreaming of. 0% financing is available. And you'll always rest assured with Mattress Warehouse 1-year price guarantee. not sure which mattress to get, let me help you out here, people. All you have to do is take the bed match technology where you go into the store, you lay on the bed, and you push a few buttons, and it tells you the exact sleep mattress that you need. It's awesome. Don't wait. Do what I did. Find your perfect night's sleep today at the Mattress Warehouse. Shop their entire selection and find the location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com. That's themattresswarehouse.com.